This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two explosions killed nearly 100 people in Iran's southeastern city of Kerman, officials said on Wednesday. The blast took place during a ceremony to commemorate top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone in 2020. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Videos aired by Iranian media showed dozens of bodies strewn around, with some bystanders trying to attend to survivors and others hurrying to leave the blast area. The assassination of Soleimani and Tehran's retaliation by attacking two Iraq military bases that house U.S. troops brought the United States and Iran close to full-blown conflict in 2020. Soleimani had been chief commander of the overseas arm of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. He ran clandestine operations in foreign countries and was a key figure in Iran's long-standing campaign to drive U.S. forces out of the Middle East.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, as officials blame terrorists, Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi says, quote, the Zionist regime will pay the price, but the White House says there's no evidence Israel was involved. Israel has also not claimed responsibility for Tuesday's airstrike that killed Salal Arouri, the number two commander in the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas group, but the assassination raises the risk of drawing in the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah into a region-wide war. Ukraine returned 230 prisoners of war that were held captive by Russia on Wednesday in the first swap for nearly 5 months between both countries. The head of Ukraine's military intelligence said the United Arab Emirates directly took part in organizing the exchange without giving details. Russia's defense ministry said 248 military personnel had been handed over by Ukraine. This is VOA News. The United States and 12 allies have given what amounts to a final warning to Houthi rebels, telling the militants to cease their attacks on vessels in the Red Sea or face potential targeted military action. The Yemen-based militants have carried out at least 23 attacks in response to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza since December 19th. A senior U.S. President Joe Biden administration official on Wednesday declined to detail rules of possible engagement if the attacks continue, but underscored that the Iranian-backed Houthis should not anticipate another warning from the U.S. and its allies. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity. The White House's National Security Council spokesman dismissed reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin was willing to negotiate with Ukraine as both countries continued to exchange missile fire. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
John Kirby told reporters in the White House on Wednesday that Putin isn't acting like a guy who's willing to negotiate.
In the last 48 to 72 hours, you all seen that Russia continues to launch drone and missile attacks, including ballistic missile attacks, on targets inside Ukraine, to include not only military targets in Ukraine, but civilian targets in Ukraine, to continue to try to weaponize winter, to go after their infrastructure.
President Joe Biden has been struggling to secure congressional support for continuing American assistance to Ukraine. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is asking the United States Supreme Court to do something it's never done, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ex-president wants the high court to review a Colorado Supreme Court ruling banning him from the state's ballot. The decision marked the first time a section of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection was used to keep a presidential contender off the ballot. The Civil War era clause has been used so sparingly that the nation's highest court has never ruled on it. Trump's move comes a day after he appealed a ruling by Maine's top elections official that he's ineligible for the state's ballot over his role in the Capitol riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A bomb threat emailed to officials in several U.S. states has briefly disrupted government affairs and prompted some state capital evacuations, but no explosives have been found, and federal officials quickly dismissed the threats as a hoax. Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana, among the states that evacuated state houses, the threats follow a spate of false reports of shootings at homes of public officials in recent days. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.